Hey, we got some very intelligent women in here, man.
Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay,
Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you're in love with somebody, looking at it like this, you taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do. You taking that person like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before. They've never been in love before. They don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah, she poetic.
She killed it. We get in that conversation with that, right?
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
People turn the TV on, it looks just like a window.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Would you feel it? If this love was a waltz, would you feel it? saw in the ozone, bungee jumping on the upswing. In the time, if this heart was a card, would you deal it? If this life was a box, would you feel it? If this love was a wound, would you feel it?
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40. One more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Taking drugs, acting stupid, having fun till the sun is- Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling
and building walls, bells ring so strong. Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see you.
Some surrealist invented.